Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Companies to watch.
Money FM 89.3, that's right. You're in the breakfast huddle. You're here with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank. So who knew that the first big 2021 stock market story would be GameStop? It's a stock that many of us here in Singapore have probably never even heard of until a few days ago.
Yeah, let's try and get through this very quickly because there's a lot of background. The U.S. retail game store has been struggling for about 4 years. They were expected to lose money this year, next year even. Then sales growth was seen as sluggish because gamers can download the latest titles anyway, right, if you think about it. You don't have to go to the store, just do it online.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped average Joe investors piling into the niche stock. It sent the shares up 135% to $347.51 overnight. It's a meteoric rise of 1,744% so far this year.
Gosh, yeah, the value, the market value of GameStop jumping more than 18 times this month to about $24 billion. The big question is why? And we're going to get some help from Jeffrey Hawley, who is the Senior Market Analyst, Asia Pacific at Oenda. Jeffrey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Elliot, Manisha. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good speaking with you. My gosh, GameStop. And also, if you don't mind, we do want to ask why it's like that. I also wanted to point out that a simple tweet from Elon Musk changed the game for GameStop. Could you fill us in on that?
Yeah, look, market hangs off every word that Elon Musk says. I mean, when he said, I think it was Signal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Then they went and found some stock that actually had Signal in its name without realizing it wasn't actually the Signal communication app, and then pumped their shares up massively as well. It shows you that these people aren't actually looking into the companies themselves. This is a sort of herd-like momentum groupthink type of trade. You call it FOMO if you like. Mm. So, I mean, they're exploiting the options market to use short-term momentum to make quick gains. So certainly something we haven't seen on this scale before. I think what's carrying it is this their sheer weight of numbers. They're obviously all communicating in these chat rooms on Reddit. And I guess what we're seeing is short-term momentum in illiquid stocks.
Wow. Okay. So on that note, can we just dig a little bit deeper, Jeffrey? Can you walk us through the GameStop saga in particular?
GameStop is, it's like an old video rental company, really, if you can think of sort of a Blockbuster. But what it does is it actually rents out video games to gamers from mostly from high street stores and malls in the United States. It's been a very sleepy company for the last few years. The shares did jump in early January when a new CEO who has a tech background joined the company. After that, some quite prominent short sellers such as Citroen Research put out some notes saying that they were shorting the stock because they thought it was going to go down. And to be honest, Citroen Research and these other guys, it was a very popular stock to be shorted by short sellers, these professional hedge fund type short sellers. After that, though, what we've seen is, I mean, it almost seems to be like a societal thing where these people, these retail traders are pushing it back against, it's almost like a battle against big bad money and Wall Street money and rich hedge fund managers. Yeah, these people have obviously had a really tough year. And all they see are people in Wall Street getting richer and richer and richer. And so I think there's definitely an element of that. What they've been doing then is buying short-term call options. So they're not actually buying the stock. It's actually quite a clever way of doing it. They buy the seven-day calls, pay their premium, and that's their maximum downside. And if enough of them do it, then that will push the stock price up because the sellers of the options, they need to go out and hedge their risk. So the higher the price goes, theoretically, the more of the stock that they have to buy to hedge their options risk. And this is what we're seeing with this exponential climb in their share price. This is actually not the sheer weight of buying by retail traders. This is the sheer weight of buying by options market makers who are trying to hedge their effectively become short positions. And that's why we've seen this huge. I don't think it was up 138% overnight. Mm-hmm. So, it's a giant short squeeze via the options market.
Yeah. Jeffrey, you were giving away your age there when you referenced GameStop to Blockbuster, yeah?
No, I'm proud of it. I remember using that. Those were the good old days.
And they were.
I can tell you about VHS.
They certainly were the good old days. But I am curious, with what you've described, the type of behavior that we're seeing here, I mean, is this sort of behavior, I don't dare to use the words here to stay, but are we expecting more of this, say, I don't know, for 2021?
Well, I think GameStop itself doesn't actually have a very large free float. It has a free float of 67 million shares, which isn't a lot. So there's a liquidity issue with it as well. I mean, I think if they were trying to do it with Apple or one of these other giant companies, it would be somewhat more difficult to get the same results, certainly because of the sheer volume of liquidity there and the institutional interest on the other side. So I think this sort of thing definitely works better with illiquid stocks with small floats actually out in the market rather than necessarily giant corporations.
You know, Jeffrey, I would never have associated Reddit with anything to do with the stock markets, let alone being the lead story in a lot of the market's news. And with that in mind, should we see some sort of regulatory clampdown on this kind of thing from the SEC?
Well, there's two thoughts there. I mean, someone is writing those options. You know, someone is selling these options to these retail traders. And thus the implication there is that as a market maker in the options market, they don't have to do it. It's purely voluntary. One assumes that they're also making some money as well. They're not booking huge losses. So although the price action is crazy, is the market working efficiently? There's a case to be made there that it is, and thus you shouldn't be regulated. And you can just see what the pushback it'll be. It'll be big Wall Street regulator pushes back against poor downtrodden retail trader yet again and stops them getting rich. So you can just see how the narrative will go. Apparently overnight there has been some noise from the SEC, the regulator in the US. They are taking a look at it. And also it's even got the attention of the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. So I suspect there may be some rules on the way, because as well as keeping liquidity, they want to keep orderly markets as well. So they want efficient markets, but orderly markets, and this probably doesn't qualify as orderly.
Jeffrey, you're alluding to, you know, potential lessons to be learned here, but I feel like there are two sides of the fence when it comes to lessons.
Yeah, I think we have to understand now what the force is of the retail investor in financial markets. Internet online trading platforms have democratized, shall we say, this sort of behavior. It's given access to millions and millions and millions of retail investors who previously probably wouldn't have had access to the stock markets. So if you're a fund manager now, you're not really just thinking about the institutional space. You need to think about this giant ocean of retail investors who, quite within their right, have the same rights of access to the market. And I think when you look at the bounce back in equity markets from mid-March 2020, a lot of that has been powered by retail investors entering the market. They are now a force that needs to be considered within financial markets, within the stock markets. And I believe it's here to stay because the internet platforms, your Robin Hoods, et cetera, E-Trade, Schwab's, they're not going away. They're giant corporations in their own.
We've been speaking with Jeffrey Holly, Senior Market Analyst, Asia Pacific at Oanda. Jeffrey, really appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe, yeah?
Yes, and you guys too. Have a wonderful week.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.